Have you ever wanted to dive deeper into Scripture? If so, you're in luck, because every day there's a new Scripture reflection from the thoughtful staff at America Media, thinking through big questions together, like, what do Catholics believe about guardian angels? And what can Gen Zers take away from the Gospels? If you're already a subscriber, you can access these reflections in your email inbox or on our website. If you'd like to become a digital subscriber, it's easy to do. Just visit americamagazine.org/subscribe, and you'll have full access to America's Scripture Reflections. Welcome to The Word, Lenten Reflections from America Media, a Jesuit ministry. Today's reflection is from Ashley McKinless. Forgive and you will be forgiven. A reflection for the second Monday of Lent, March 1st, 2021. A reading from the book of Daniel. Lord, great and awesome God, you who keep your merciful covenant toward those who love you and observe your commandments. We have sinned, been wicked and done evil. We have rebelled and departed from your commandments and your laws. We have not obeyed your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and all the people of the land. Justice, O Lord, is on your side. We are shamefaced even to this day. We, the men of Judah, the residents of Jerusalem, and all Israel, near and far, in all the countries to which you have scattered them because of their treachery toward you. O Lord, we are shamefaced, like our kings, our princes, and our fathers, for having sinned against you. But yours, O Lord, our God, are compassion and forgiveness. Yet we rebelled against you and paid no heed to your command, O Lord, our God, to live by the law you gave us through your servants, the prophets.
So the first thing that jumps out to me from this reading is just this like litany of sins that the prophet Daniel is giving us. No one would accuse him of being easy on the Israelites. He says, you know, I think he says they've sinned, they've been wicked, done evil. He says they are shamefaced twice. So he's really, really taking responsibility for the entire weight of the disobedience of his people. And I think there's a tendency that most of us have, or at least I have, to focus on the negative, whether that's the negative things that are happening to us or the places in our lives where we have failed or fallen short or hurt someone. This is a very trivial example, but you know, the other week I was doing the readings at Mass and I like messed up one of the words. And for the next 24 hours, all I could think about was that one word I got wrong in the readings, instead of thinking about the fact that I had the privilege of sharing the readings with with the people at my parish. That's a small example, but I think more broadly in our lives, it's easy to get fixated on the sins we've committed and to let the weight of that sin distort how we see ourselves and the people around us and even God. But then I read it again and something else stuck out. And that's kind of how the entire reading is bracketed by Daniel's view of God who is merciful. So it starts out, "Lord, great and awesome God, you who keep your merciful covenant toward those who love you." And then, you know, he goes through that very long list of sins. But at the end, he said, "But yours, O Lord, our God, are compassion and forgiveness." And so I think what that said to me is that the prophet is being so honest about his shortcomings because he's confident that the Lord will meet him with mercy and not just with punishment. If you had an image of God that was someone who was angry and wanted pure human justice, I don't think you would be so open with your sins. So it shows, I think, an image of God who, because he is merciful, his people are allowed to be honest, and in that honesty, draw closer to God. In the gospel from Luke today, we hear, "Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven." So we kind of have a model in these readings that, one, we can be confident to look to God for forgiveness for our shortcomings. And the way to do that is to first forgive others. "But yours, O Lord, our God, are compassion and forgiveness."
That was Ashley McKinless, an executive editor at America. She hosts Jesuitical, a podcast for young Catholics. You can read her full written reflection for today at americamagazine.org/Lent2021. The Word is a production of America Media. You can subscribe to The Word podcast on Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Find all of our Lenten content from America online at americamagazine.org/Lent2021. Thank you for praying with us. Have you ever wanted to dive deeper into Scripture? If so, you're in luck, because every day there's a new Scripture reflection from the thoughtful staff at America Media, thinking through big questions together, like, what do Catholics believe about guardian angels? And what can Gen Zers take away from the Gospels? If you're already a subscriber, you can access these reflections in your email inbox or on our website. If you'd like to become a digital subscriber, it's easy to do. Just visit americamagazine.org/subscribe, and you'll have full access to America's Scripture Reflections.